as we get close to the end of the liturgical year, that is going to be next week, or next weekend, the Word of God talks about the end of times, or the last days. Let us see what are the calls of the Word of God for us today. The Lord is calling us to know and to discern the signs of our time. We can hear in the news about many things that is happening. Natural disasters all over. Earthquakes, floods, fire, tsunamis. The crazy changes of the weather. And related phenomena like strong hurricanes, the tropical storms, the global warming, among many others. All levels of corruption, violence, crimes, and abuses. All kinds of confrontations among nations. Poverty, hunger, and many social, economic, and moral problems and realities in the world. What will be the best interpretation for all these events? Shall we think that the end is near? Shall we be afraid or lose our hope? There is something very clear in the gospel today, that the date and the hour is only known by the Father. So we cannot be in despair, because it is also clear in our faith that the end of times will be a time for redemption and salvation. In the other hand, it is also very clear that many of these signs of our time are the evidence or the consequences of our bad administration or stewardship. Therefore, we must reflect about our responsibility in the actual situation of our world today. You may say, oh, Father, it's not my responsibility, it's the big companies, that is something global. No, we all have a responsibility. How do we manage power? There are people who never put the lights off in their house. How do we manage garbage? We are the most dirty space in the world. We produce tons and tons of garbage. So it's also our responsibility. And all these things are a clear call for repentance, a clear call for awareness about our role and duties as citizens of the common house, our world. We all have a mission. We all have a task in our life and in the life of the world. Let us do our part to make this world a better place to live for the next generations. Those that we hear crying, those are the next generations that we have to make it ready for them. In that line too, the Word of God calls us, all of us, to be prepared. to be vigilant, living our life with trust, trust in God, trust in others, love, faith, and hope. Loving God and loving those that we have around through concrete actions of love is not only to say to the other, I love you. It's to show that you care for them. It's to show that you love them. How is the practice of our Christian love and charity? How do we express our love and concern for our family, our friends, our community? How do we care for those who suffer poverty, illness, loneliness, and from all kinds of natural disasters? Are we aware, or do we prefer to be indifferent? What else can we do? May God strengthen our faith and help us to discern His message and to do His will in our time. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.